Challenge.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to your very special program, We Own Challenge. We're in a 1 hour program where they give voice to people where they live with disability all over the country. And the program you listen to now, We Own Challenge, and a program where they look inside issue that we get for do it possible where they live with disability. And the program they talk to people there when a policy maker and self other one them we get issue them for do it people where they live with disability. The program now, We Own Challenge. And it comes to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM, na Freetown and McKinney, and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. And the American people, they support Radio Democracy for bringing the program We Own Challenge come to you. Well, like I said, the program they look at is the way gets for do it and people where they live with disability. The number way for send your comments to na 0779-81981. But if you want call, you can do so on 0999-981-981. Or you can as well drop your comments now we read the Democracy Facebook page. Inside the program this afternoon, they can look at waiting political party manifesto them get for people where they live with disability. And at the studio this afternoon, I get two of my guests that we already don't come. I get the first person when Imran Sila from when the National Publicity Secretary from the National Grand Coalition. Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Fambulem. On a plenty afternoon.
Okay. Same way, so get with me Mahmoud Bari, when the National Youth Leader for the People's Movement for the People's Movement for Democratic Change. PMDC. Good afternoon, Mahmoud, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Mifambulen.
Okay. We say so they expect the president for the Sierra Leone Union on Disability Issues, Wena Santigi Kagbo. As we all know, the disabled people themselves get their own document where they refer to as their own manifesto. I go join me shortly in the studio for tell we if waiting political party them get na the manifesto them, they in line with waiting themselves get. The program you they listen to now, We Own Challenge, and a 1 hour program where they give voice to issue them where get for do it possible where they live with disability. The number again is 0779-81981 for drop a comment or question to 0999-81981. Now, the number we for call to in case you want for call. I will continue with the program, and like all time, we will always start with the disability news. I will now join Theodore Arena for the disability news.
The president for the Sierra Leone Union on Disability Issues, Santigi Kagbo, say, out of the 5% where disabled people be don't call for the symbol awarding process, non-political party is say not able for award each 1% of their symbol to disabled people where be don't aspire for different position for the March 2018 election. Mr. Kagbo say, then we don't take this issue up with some political party them. But the party them, he say, apart from the push where they push them one side, not get any strong reason for their action. And this, he say, will make the next parliament not get representative from the disabled wing. This, he say, show say, the country still discriminate against people where they live with disability. As he say, even the different party executive them not get any disabled person. Some disabled people and they call on government for look inside concern where them say some disabled students them Natasha institution them don't drop out of school. This then say they against the Country Disability Act of 2011. Then continue say authority them na the institution them not they treat them fine because they say they not they respect them with disability. That's not disability news where they can tell you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. With me, Wani Gauja.
The program is still listening to now We Own Challenge, and it comes to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Today inside the program, we can look at waiting political party manifesto them get for people where they live with disability. And you don't already know me two guests the way I get from the PMDC and Seweso, the National Grand Coalition. and as well as RENIP, where you will get the voice of the leader and presidential candidate for RENIP, where himself talk on this particular topic, we get to do with persons with disability. We get 17 political parties that we already neck runs in, and then they contest the election, and we go deal with them one by one. But today, we deal with three, and we start the discussion. I then now start with Mr. Sila from the National Grand Coalition. Mr. Sila, we begin for look at una manifesto. Waiting there now una manifesto, we get to do with persons with disability.
Well, thank you for the question. I think say there's a lot. There's a lot now manifesto where they address persons with disability and the opportunities where we think say they're supposed to get in a 21st century country. You know, but in identifying which in actually supposed for happen to them, you also get for look at USA we day in terms of the disability issues in the country. Within are the problems them, within are the opportunities there, if any, within are the downsides of people with disability and the challenges that they face. Because not only then you go able for carve out something in terms of a policy where you go call a manifesto, where go appropriately and properly address disability issues there. Now, I just want to go back to the news. I hear the gentleman, they talk, say, them in get a 5% threshold for the political parties, then give persons with disability symbols them at all levels, whether it be parliamentary, council, or even presidential. I mean, if somebody been come up and say in the aspire for any of the political parties then, but that less than 1%. You know, I see that in two folds, and some of the TNN and the way they inform we in terms of which policy get for look like on disability issues. One other fact that I'm not quite sure how many people with disability really come forward, I can say, then they aspire for symbols. I know of a few, right? One of them when I'm a friend, Nike Kofi, we been be honorable member of parliament under the APC, and I think that the third time this is the try, but I don't believe say successful, it's on the third attempt. And apart from that, you know, the area so much about people with disability wanting to come forward. And I think, say, it might be for several reasons. Maybe because not a lot of them there around anyway, we want to come forward and aspire for positions and be involved in politics and the democratic process in this country. But then also, maybe the society in itself, usa ofen usef in this country, you know, they encourage the one that we did, you know, for one, for gets that sort of, which I would like say, urge and say, I want to be part. So one of the things that I think, say, we in the NGC get for do, in my own view, I think it's in a positive discrimination, right? Positive discrimination as a matter of policy for make sure, say, people with disability, if you don't go college, you don't get your degree. And say, for example, you apply for a job, an institution against every other person, but you get the same qualification as every other person, I think say that institution they're supposed to consider you, right, because of your disability, right? Because being disabled not make you unable for perform. That's the thing. And so if we get positive discrimination as a matter of policy, then we're going to encourage the one the way they now, right? We want for move forward not in life, we want for get career, we want for get jobs, which is also a challenge for them right now. So it's not only about the one them way, the lack of disabled people them for parliamentary and council symbols them, but just generally in terms of how we cable for encourage disabled people. Secondly, I think say we also supposed forget a manifesto, right? We encourage the one that we there at the lower level, say from secondary school, right? You have disability. I see nothing wrong as a matter of policy for law, we encourage them by giving them scholarships so that they're able to go to college. Because, in a country where the level of poverty is so high, it is already very difficult even for able for getting necessary money for actually go through college and tertiary institutions and all that. So why not encourage them by providing scholarship for people with disability? Then they could be a perfect way for encourage them. That is something we at the NGC also they look at them. I also notice in the news, some of the disability people then will drop out of tertiary institutions, and also they say because of the world and they treat them. I find that very sad, that this country is still finding itself in that kind of state today, we will begin probably not to treat people with disability, I mean, properly, and not be friendly with them and sort of feel, say, they're not second-class citizens or they're not entitled to some of the thing, same things that we will consider ourselves for be able to probably get access to. I think say that trend is supposed to stop. And we in the NGC will feel very strongly, even our office, we have a disability desk, because we think, say, this change we already talk about now, the NGC, everybody has to be part of it, whether you're disabled physically or otherwise, whatever your skill sets, you have a place. So we'll create a desk for them, for make sure, say, them be part of, right, which we want now this country in terms of change and how things, say, this country is supposed to look like going forward. Another thing, again, what I think, say, we also need to consider, and which is what we look at very strongly. Bear in mind, say, all of them things that this is not officially launched a manifesto. So you could see at the time we would launch a manifesto, a more thorough and comprehensive and detailed package for people in all aspects of life, including people with disability. Right? But if you look around, going to government buildings, offices, private offices, and all them kind of batine, they are not even disabled friendly. No, so I mean, take ministerial building, and you know they put down they don't to one government. I think
so. If una kana power, una go make a disabled friendly.
I am saying that for almost 56 years, we don't neglect certain people in this society, right? For over 56 years, certain people in this society not feel valued, and I think say that trend day we in the NGC intend for stop that trendy and bring which I would like say a revival of everybody in our society. So office system, I think they're supposed to be disabled friendly. We're going to call people with disability, whether you get for go up now the seventh floor or whether you have a job which takes you to the seventh floor.
It's supposed for be in OB8 if he NGC kind of power
that not some of the commitment they already make, right? Okay. Now that make I say when we manifesto come out, you could say a more thorough, comprehensive and detailed package for people with disability, because we and Dr. Kande Koleyum Kela and the NGC will feel very passionate. Interestingly enough, some few weeks back, I mean, if I can end on this note, I mean, for the time being, some few weeks back, I met with a group of disability people, one of whom actually they work. I mean, they do very well for himself. I mean, go through college and lucky. I mean, in terms of the percentage of the number of disability people who actually do very well and get job in, are just one of the very few. And it comes specifically because they're about for making decision as to which way you go, which way you go telling in comping them, we'll get at the similar kind of disability or other types of disability as to cipher. And I spoke to him passionately because I feel passionate about people with disability, not only people with disability, gender, right? Young people, I think, say, this country moving forward, we get for value the one in there. We not the NGC believe in them. We believe in their contribution, what they can give to society. Being disabled not means they can't contribute. They are valuable citizens of this country, and we want to provide the opportunity. If we get a chance under Dr. Kande Koleyum Kela, for make the opportunities then there for them.
Okay, continue for with me in the studio, Mr. Sila. He come out from the National Grand Coalition, NGC, and we still continue with the topic. Now the studio, I still get with me Mahmoud Bari, National Youth Leader from the People's Movement for Democratic Change. And don't forget, say, the set of people that we talk about make up of 15% of the country in population. The program is still listening to Now We Own Challenge. Now, they go to PMDC, Bari. What did PMDC get at the manifesto for people where they live with disability?
Well, Fatima, I tell you, thank you. We give you the opportunity for me we come explain to the public about the PMDC imposition on peoples with disability. The PMDC will not contest the 2012 elections and will be produce a manifesto. And that manifesto will get a very good items about people with disability. But before I continue to talk, I want to encourage Sierra Leoneans, before ever they go into the vote, this election, make them look at the message, the package where political parties then get for the people before they take a decision. Because I believe, say, if they read the PMDC manifesto and then buy the ideas, I believe, say, the issue of persons with disability before they solve. Because that package, that manifesto, if you go through them, it really see a lot where they try for encourage the public how for live with persons with disability. Now, the PMDC, now the only political party we don't give persons with disability important positions. Now, any political party, you go to the southern region, we will get Tony Ali, when I have been the regional chairman, now he's blind. We get a disability deck with the headed by Mr. Van Gaal within the party headquarters, cut down to the regions. Then I'm glad if I inform again the public for say the persons with disability, the PMDC don't give them opportunities. The latest one, now the issue of a running mate, with the leader in your wisdom, he selects, he nominates one Mr. Tony Ali, when I'm the regional secretary for the PMDC, as a running mate. But due to Inyong consent, decision we take based on the family decision, he turned that down. So I feel say that was a big opportunity where the PMDC give to persons with disability.
So besides all them positions, then they and other one they want to give to people where they live with disability, in case PMDC happen for win the 2018 elections, waiting una go get for two for persons with disability, we already dey na una manifesto.
Now, if you go through the manifesto, the 2012 with IPA modify back, you find out say the persons with disability will remove them, will bring and come directly under the vice presidency office. For more, give more importance to them. Because you find out the responsibility of a vice president in Sierra Leone, he not too that occupied by functions. He only the function by the president in delegated power, responsibilities with the gear. So if we bring him directly under the office of the vice president, we will make him so effective that persons with disability then go able for function and feels like being part of the community. Then we able give symbol to people that were not disabled. Now certain, now some constituencies then. So that's all now for manifest. We not get that discrimination there. Then, if you look at this country, they find out say even government hospitals, where people they go, where you know, say somebody where they go there, now almost now disabled somebody. You know, now pass again for the climb staircase. They're supposed for the give ramps to them public buildings then they where the sick man go able use if now in wheelchair it they ride on his own or somebody they move and climb up particular floody with ease.
So PMDC ready for change that if we can have power?
Now that make us say people for the read the PMDC manifesto.
So for the one when not get the opportunity for go through the manifesto. Now I make you then ask una for tell them exactly waiting on again at that manifest today for person where they live with disability.
Yes, so the PMDC ready for implement that one to the fullest. We need to go half for because then more look at waiting the government says they don't do for people with disability.
Not a political promise.
Do not a political promise because why not go give a political promise? Anybody, you cannot today able, tomorrow you become disabled. So you gotta prepare for the thing the way if he's able to give cause for become disabled. So if you don't make good preparation about that one day, at the end of the day, you go fall victim on your own decision the way they take.
Okay, Imran, disabled people, they make up of 15% of the country population, and I'm sure some of them they listen, if not all, other people they relate to them, they listen. And it possible say somebody go they look at and say most of them see they talk and because we want them vote.
Not quite. I mean, interestingly enough, me, I get family members though disabled, right? So I know they say this because I happen for DNA to represent the National Grand Coalition in the capacity in which I DNA so as National Publicity Secretary, you know, but because myself equally in a way affected. And I mean well, I wish well for my own family members, then why not go do one for the rest of the one that were disabled? I mean, you touch on an interesting statistics: 15% of this country in population disabled. Mida also see another one where they talk about the number of disabled people who actually register for vote, where they're around the 10 to 12% statistics. But then, you know, it shows now a huge part of this society. 15% of this country in population, not small by any means. But here's the thing. No matter which kind of policy you talk about, right, whether be it for people with disability, whether be it for young people, whether be it on gender issues, development is so connected and complex, eh? That you're not going to talk about issues of disability without you not talk about how you're going to improve the economy. Because not only when the economy improves, ultimately, that is when people with disabilities will have a lot more opportunities, not so, in terms of jobs, I mean, in terms of opportunity. If you not talk about, I mean, education, how you expect people with disability forget the opportunities, right, where they need forget for capacitate themselves, right, and then move on to the next level. So in as much as we at the NGC, I mean, concerned about things that like positive discrimination, empowering of people with disability, we also, I mean, when we put out our educational policy, it's supposed to affect every sectors of society. When you talk about economic regeneration of this country, it's supposed to affect all sectors of society. And the only way we really and truly anybody go before for bring development and capacitate the citizens of this country, right? Ultimately, when people can get the right skills, the right tools, the right opportunities, job opportunities, and all that. So, I mean, if you look at the number of people, young people who are unemployed, as you say, of this 15% of disabled people, a substantial amount of this percentage find themselves within the 18 to 35 category, right? But with the level of youth unemployment, which is at 70%, very, very frightening at this country, you can imagine, say, the disabled people are right now of that age category, they don't even stand a chance, you know, in terms of job opportunity. So how do we bring youth unemployment down? We ultimately go rub off on people with disabilities. How do we make sure we look at the educational system in this country? Because Freiburg College and all the other places, I'm not sure whether they're disabled friendly or
okay.
Right? And it has been like this for a very long time. So when we pull out finally we manifesto, it's going to be comprehensive. We're going to touch on every other aspect. We're sort of connected to people with disability, but then with specific focus on people with disability and how we're able to make them feel part of this society and let them able to improve their lives.
Okay, continue for the ultimate at the studio. We continue with the program, and the program is still listening to Now We Own Challenge, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and McKinney, on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. And this program, they get support through the American people. I continue with the program, and don't forget to today we they look at waiting political party them get na the manifesto for people where they live with disability. And this particular set of people now one they will make up of 15% of the country in population, and they get a very special act when are the Disability Act of 2011, where they say them people there, so the one in Natasha stage forget free access to tertiary education, and serve them suppose forget free access to healthcare facility with so many other one day. But plenty say we don't see who side some of them people there, so don't they raise concern, say they know they able forget the opportunity they are. And we see different political party them they develop now the manifest to them, and we want to wait in the inside the manifest to there for people where they live with disability. As they continue the program, now we go to another party where the leader and presidential candidate for the Republic National Independence Party, Reni Beresford Victor Williams, say as part of the manifesto, all disabled people in a salon go begin get monthly allowance if they win the March 2018 election, and serve all other agenda na the manifesto is a cover people where they live with disability. He talk this inside this interview with me, and Renip do already launched the manifesto na Kenema district.
And the message to the general public is quite simple and straightforward, where we intend for move the general population from the level of poverty to the better standard of living. this entails that we will be able to create food sufficiency in the country where we not import, rely on importation anymore. We they begin for growing on food and also. We also plan for create 4.5 million jobs. Yes, 4.5 million jobs. We don't do all the costing in construction, engineering, IT, financial services, education for the disabled, education for the youth, skill hubs, because these jobs will create, we know most people not will get the skills because especially the youth them are not able for work up till now. So we therefore provide these skills for them that will enable them for take up these jobs then. And not just the skill ups, we also able for, and the thing way more surprising is that the disabled people tend to be left behind. When we launch a manifesto, we cover that we not distinguish between the disabled and the able body. All the program for cover the disabled. So example, the disabled for get free access. We can make sure see all government building, disabled people for able to get a ramp for go inside it. Then in a one. So the disabled people for get benefits. So yes, RENAPE intend for create a benefit system. Where if you know the work, we're able to provide money for you, the government will pay you. If you're not disabled, whether you're the work or you're not the work, we're able to provide money for you, for able for live. We need to tell us, say, for the disabled people, that a generation we're left behind as the youth.
Somebody, where would they listen? Would they look at us and say, this is not just political promise?
Well, you will say this is not political promise. I can tell us, say, we don't provide free education. Now, Bo Kenema McKinney for the past and Freedom for the past 18 months. If you're gonna rename offices them, then they did it. And the funny part is that we get disabled students then. And amazingly, all the students then outperform the normal class. And that shows the integrity of the teachers them, because we make sure say they get the best experience for able for pass on the message and teach them picking their soul. So we not come on false promises. We start for implement with policies then before election.
On the one we get to engage them for exactly what they need?
Well, for the disability, what it make we not actually bring in a disabled person for tell what they need. We know what in the society need. We know what in the disabled people that they face, the problems them. The problems that they face now for move around. The problems that they face, they're not able to get appropriate jobs. The problem that they face, they're not able to get reliable income. And we know, see, RENAPE don't make provision for that. Now, we say we create a benefit system, a welfare benefit, where the government they pay you. If you're disabled, you get at least 500,000 a month. And that amount where they get not include your living wage. That enough will just get you by. So, for example, you need a wheelchair. Maybe you need somebody who will interpret for you. Maybe you're partially blind. Maybe you need a stick. Maybe you need for buy braille books then. This is not just some of the proposals that we didn't have a manifesto. And we must say the most disadvantaged people in any society, not the disabled people, and then we could then create what you call the economic living wage. The economic living wage, now outside you tap, you need for under money they for live. Like Freedom, we know say for live na Freedom na 2.5 million. For live na Bo na 1.5. For live na McKinney na 1.6. For live na Kenema, us partly na Kenema na between 1.3 and 1.4 million. Okay. So we make that provision there. And the disabled people then got what we call the top up, the 500,000 top up. No other party not promise them.
Well, that's not the voice of the chairman and presidential candidate for the Republic National Independence Party, RENAPE Beresford Victor Williams. Be they talk insider interview with me. Usa is say if they win the March 2018 election as part of the manifesto, people where they live with disability go they get monthly benefit, and it say all other attending at the manifesto cover people where they live with disability. The program is still listening to now We Own Challenge, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and McKinney, and safe on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. And don't forget to the program, they come to you with support from the American people. I continue with the program, and I still get now the studio with me, PMDC Mahmoud Bari, when I the National Youth Leader, and safe Imran Sila, National Grand Coalition Publicity Secretary. We continue with the program, and I they go back to me guess them. Mahmood, you don't talk about some of the thing them where una go want for do in case una come back na power. Now you the way we get for do with health education waiting there inside una manifesto.
Well, we manifesto will be non-developed from 2012 and we still they continue for modify. You get package on health issue, but the health issue first will begin for address and from training the health workers them based on the different disability issues they will get naturally most. So the health workers then they now then get for dinner the special health facilities that we will create. Now each of them government hospitals then they we get for address the health issues they are. Because one, if you allow the people with disability for going at the same public hospital, then get that stigmatization the way they affect them. The psychological effects they work in them. So we can like for make them they get them special treatment because we get some people with disability, not to say they're blind or paralysis no more. You get some people where get epilepsy. Sometimes you know go find then deal with because now people are okay. Sometimes normal, sometimes abnormal. So if you go put that among normal people, and sometimes they realize themselves say now this problem we get, then they see the public aware of that one day, then it stigmatize them. So now that make we decide say well, we get different hospitals or based on the type of disability where they function, whether hospital staff they were able to do. Then some of the things that we will plan for do again. Now this lawmaking. If an answer parliament not even recognize the people of disability, especially the deaf or dumb. So we plan for come with sign language now with parliament. Because how they make we lose them, that's how we go for the no, waiting and they decide for the present day and the future. So would they implement sign language? Because not everybody will go to parliament and say they will give television coverage to parliamentary sittings. We go to cover their sign language. The person with disability go deny us. If they were through television, it didn't understand the discussion within our parliament. So we get them other disabled people and back within our streets. Because some then are treated based on their daily living. If you don't address the health issue, we fine. But how the economical living would be, the economical position. So we find out say we'll get a policy we'll implement where they try to reduce the burden, the responsibilities, like waiting for take care of them, picking them.
Okay.
Now when you look at this. Now the streets, they find out say for any disabled way you see, more or less now they're through the worker. Mm-hmm. It is using picking. And that picking them back they become vulnerable. Because you're not able to educate, you're not able to get the required education, we go make it able to salvage the situation.
Okay. Continue for those men at the studio in name now Mahmood Bari, National Youth Leader for the People's Movement for Democratic Change Party PMDC. I still continue with the program and the phone line open 0999-81981. Now the number where you for call in case you want for drop your comment or question 0779-81981 at the number where you for do 0779-81981 are they for call and 0999-81981 now dare you for call and give you comment to the topic we discuss this afternoon. We continue the program and shortly I will come bring some text message them. We don't come now we get the Democracy Facebook page and the 0779-81981 inbox. But Lori, we go back to the guest them. The way we get for do with the different manifesto them, Imran, you say when they develop on a manifesto now, the Disability Act and other law them, international laws them, with other one the way they deal with person where they live with disability. Mm. How are they able for bringing some of them documents then to the document the way una they prepare now?
Not forget say first of all every agreement where a government don't sign on behalf of the people of this country. Every other government will come after this while, so naturally get for be committed, right? Because government are continuity. So for example, the ECOWAS agreement, every other government after this committed to the ECOWAS agreement. And the same with disability issues, gender issues, issues of young people and all that, and the way a government sign on behalf of the people of this country. I mean, we obviously go for be committed to RAM. No two ways, not about Dande. We get a presidential candidate in the person of Dr. Kande Koleyomkela. We get vast knowledge, right, and on international agreements and how for continue for get commitments, right, and do your due diligence on some of them. Then tin and day the agreements and the way, I mean, this country don't sign. So we're not getting it out, but Dande. I mean, if even not explicitly clear in our manifesto, but it's just naturally binding, right, on every other government. So we go on other one in day. But I also one for in a way probably disagree with me friend now the studio now, where they talk about different hospitals then for people with disability. I mean, I just don't say now, yeah, that I come up from a large family, right, and I get people in my family we affected by disability, we get disability challenges, and I would feel very uncomfortable, right, for let somebody go tell me on Fambul say if I'm gonna separate hospital because it's disabled. No, every hospital in this country supposed to be disabled friendly, and we supposed to able to get the required staff with the required experience, expertise and knowledge for deal with people of disability while we get health issues. As in every other individual already going to hospital for health issues. So no, that ain't not going to be the way forward for the NGC. We just need to make sure, say, the existing mechanisms though, they will make them, capacitate them, make them disabled friendly, right? Make sure, say, we get nurses and doctors them, we get skill sets, we directed towards people with disability and the various challenges that we face, and we no need for discriminate, because then not just total discrimination for beginning to say, well, because you get disability, you get for now go to a separate hospital. No, and I don't think say that not the way forward for this country going forward, and we not the NGC definitely not going to encourage denting and day. I go also one for maybe which I'll call punctuate all which I don't say, and all within every other political party get for say in relation to every other issue, disability, youth, gender, and all that kind of opportunity. It's also about the individual, right, with the contest for president, not the various political parties there, within that individual they stand for, within a track record, within a character, which kind of personality be, not somebody who is sincere, not somebody who is honest, not somebody who is trustworthy, because it is on that basis you ultimately they take political parties and presidential candidates by their word and say, this thing will they talk on disability issues, you know, this party likely for Duam or not likely for Duam. These two, this political party, they talk on not denting there, they're likely for Duam and they're not likely for Duam. We have no doubt that in the NGC and in the presidential candidate of Dr. Kande Koleyomkela, and in commitment and track record in terms of providing services for the people of this country, just over the past 1 week, a lot of health practitioners them then at this country now, they treat people and for free, right? On various things them, and they up and down the country, particularly now the upline areas them, they actually provide service free of cost to people that we need them badly, otherwise not go get the money for, I mean, proper healthcare treatment them, they not and then facility them, they actually not in 5 in day. So in Dr. Kande Koleyomkela, any commitment, any service and track record in this country, then things that we would talk about in terms of the NGC and with presidential candidates in commitment to issues of disability, right, making sure, right, that people with disability not for feel left out, because they don't feel left out for 56 years, as in every other person will complain, right, for 56 years. Young people that don't feel left out, otherwise we know we get 70% youth unemployment. For 56 years, these people with disability don't feel left out, and otherwise they're not going to complain, and they continue for raise up the issues though, then they raise up where they affect them. And it done go on for a very long time. We also get a disabled commission somewhere in Atembetong, just as you pass the lodge, they go inside. And a lot of funding on kind of this country, we done directed towards people with disability. But somehow, again, we not see much for Ramo. I mean, so I choose to talk to me. You know, you not really see much for all the donor money, all the INGO money that already come. I mean, we get for do with issues of disability. We not done see much. So somehow, I also think, see, which we at the NGC also get for focus on, as we do more broadly, it's also about responsibility and accountability. That if you go take money for disabled people, and you take that money there and convert it into your personal use, right? It is criminal and it is an offense. Let people of disability not suffer to them, right? They have disability. And you'd expect them money, then they supposed to go towards capacitating them and moving them to the next level, and somehow one person. So accountability in terms of monies that are going to come in for people with disability, for capacitate them, I mean, on behalf of government or, I mean, other institutions, people have to account for those. So it's about responsible planning, accountability, and sincerely, which we at the NGC intend for do, for follow through on everything we will get commitments for say we do on issues of disability.
Okay, continue for the ultimate at the studio. I they go now to the 0779 81981, and we get the Democracy Facebook page and bring you some text message that we don't come inside the program. The phone line that open 0999 981981. The number again is 0999 981981. Now they for call in case you want for call. Some text message don't come inside. This first one from Abu Nalunge, they say, I wonder if the two political parties representative in the studio really have manifesto, because for me it seems as if they are just talking with no document to show for what they are saying. It comes from Abu, he say it is text from Lunge. This other one, we don't come inside the program, they say, NGC, you are running faster. I think you guys should be more than very serious and determined to see how you can help in the direction of developing the issues of persons with disability. This other one, we don't come inside the program. They say, PMDC, if indeed you have a manifesto that covers people with disability for the 2012 election, you should have worked with the All People's Congress Party to see how you can implement whatsoever you have for them in your manifesto. It should not be all about going to State House. It comes out from Agnes. This other one, we don't come inside the program, they say, Radio D, if the political party them get a manifesto, please make them share with we where they live with disability, because we need them for day now we archive, now we commission, and also the slew the office. The text are not sent in name and also in the text form. This other one, we don't come inside the program, they say, kudos to you, Ready Democracy, for your good initiative. What about the other political party? Well, we will come with the other political party, then we not go able for come with them all one time. Now make we continue with the topic next week. We will come with the other political party then. This other one, we don't come inside the program, they say, NGC, okay, I don't read this message. This other one, they say, Radio Democracy, where is the, okay, I don't read this again, where they ask for the other political party then. This other one, they say, 98.1, how can the man from NGC say they are trying to do something for politics for persons with disability? It should be national agenda that covers all persons, and persons with disability should be included. This other one, they say, 65,000 jobs from RENIP. I wonder how they want to go about it. Oh, political promises again from our political leaders. This other one, they say, PMDC unasabi for talk. Charles Magai don't they talk. We know they see nothing. I hope say this time round, whether we are going to State House or not, we go see implementation. This other one, they say, PMDC is not the only party in Sierra Leone. I think you guys should try as best as possible to focus on other national developmental issues, not the one that only has to do with politics. He say in name Bintu Kalon. This last one we are going to read from now, that is 0779 81981 box. They say 98.1. Please ask NGC how they are going about their manifesto, if the disability wing in their party is being included in this process. Well, from that text message, yeah, they asked me, guest them for responding. I'll start with you, Imran. Somebody, Mohammed Dean, they ask, say, if the disability wing, now on a party, want to include them for bring develop on a manifesto?
Well, I should say Mohammed Dean probably catch the program halfway. I mean, some of the issues that are addressed clearly, I mean, indicate say yes, indeed we get a disabled wing in the party office, and issues of the disability clearly get for come out in the manifesto, because we don't do wide-ranging consultations with people with disability, not only people with disability, people who support people with disability, and also donor agencies, NGOs and all that kind of thing, and they were slightly biased towards, well, I say biased, I mean we them passionate about people with disability. So based on all them views, then they we don't put them together, and Nadan they could come out in the manifesto. Yeah, if somebody they talk, say, well, we just they talk, we not don't we not get no manifesto yet. No means say manifesto not the manifesto day for we not the NGC. We think we depend do now, as the one those Sabibu can say, we depend cross the T's and dot the I's now manifesto before we formally launch. And so it is actually in place, not just the which I go like say cleaning exercise now they go through now for make sure say we get her in perfect shape before we pull an ado. Now that make in some of the things then why I don't say now yeah. The points then went out of concern to the NGC and we'll feel say we're capable for make the difference, we'll get the opportunity match 7. You could see a more comprehensive form of then things that I don't say now, yeah, now the manifesto when it come out. I think say generally based on the texts them we don't send in text messages, clearly should say people them concern, People are concerned about people with disability, and genuinely, I think Sierra Leoneans don't get a good heart for people with disability, right? We mean well for we serve. Somehow, we just don't lost direction, and another direction we need for get right again, and another that the NGC they try for offer the people of this country and Dr. Kande Kole-Yom-Kela. Let us get the direction right. Let us bring fresh hope. Lord, bring opportunities, right, for people in this country. Lord, bring real opportunities, right, and transformation of this country. Because, by right, not to the kind of thing that I was supposed to talk about in terms of challenges of people with disability. You know, we're supposed to don't look beyond some of the thing there. It's just it should say the basics not there. We're not doing 5 in stats for address issues of disability in this country. And how long will we continue for this? So we'll get for wait for so another 5, 10, 15 years, and then we'll begin to talk about the same basic thing there about people with disability and the challenges that we then they face, and we too can do for change. I know. Lord, begin for address the real issues there now. We not the NGC committed. To people with disability, and that make we get a disability desk. Interestingly enough, on a lighter note, on the day we go, Dr. Kande Kole-Yom-Kela for good doing nomination, we had a whole group of them. I didn't expect them to be there, frankly, because it's a challenge, you know. That kind of a crowd there and all, and kind of a thing, and they follow them good day. And then get front row seat, now just right in front of the next building. I didn't day, and me and then talk, because I know most of them, some of them get sight problem and all that, but they know me. As I talk, so they can pick up my voice. I keep comfortable with them. And I then said to me, look, we don't want nothing, we just want to Dr. Yom-Kela come on. I do if I can actually meet me and tell where I'll do. And without prompting Dr. Yom-Kela, where can I do the first house I go now to them? I spent like 5-10 minutes, they take photos and all that. It was a good moment, and it shows they're very much valued in this society. And Dr. Kande Kole-Yom-Kela very passionate about them. Okay. We hope, say. We could get the opportunity after March 7 for really put into place the real plans that we'll get for people with disability and every other person at this country.
In case we don't get the opportunity.
I believe we'll get the opportunity. Okay. I see a lot of prospects for the NGC.
Okay. Mahmoud.
Well, I want the textiles then. Thank you. But I want to begin with my brother. We try for misunderstand my points. Well, I say, with the guide, persons with disability, special medical care. Not to say not for discriminate to them, but now for more we give them their own privacy. Because even as the hospitals that exist now, you go to international standards, not to everybody, then they admit not the same word. You get what they way there for woman, you get what they way there for picking, you get what them way there for male. So again, you get different type of sickness when they attend to. You go without a woman and they not a man place. So if we get people that we get way disabled, already then traumatized, they go begin mingle them again with people that will get tendency for provoke them. So the best thing now for make we fair way, how for protect them, make their psychological effects not continue based on their disability. Then I come to Abu where they longer we say document not day based on your manifestos now. And if it's Abu, it follow the political trend. The PMDC, I tell you, say the PMDC don't get a manifesto from 2012. Now with the modifier. So if you've been a follow up, if I don't get a copy of that particular manifesto, the will the modifier now. Then I go to the man we call we taxi. We for don't work with the APC. You see, the APC, I saw we count APC issue. Because APC is not there for response. But the PMDC don't work with the APC and give them with talent, who showcase the ability we get and the interest we get to this country for make things go well. The very ministry we're responsible for this particular set of people there, when a Ministry of Social Welfare, the PMDC don't manage by two different people. We have Steve Gauja and Dennis Sandy.
And we have created the impact.
Everybody see the impact where them two people and they create at the ministry.
Waiting at some of them.
Eh?
Waiting at some of them. Towards persons where they live with disability.
The very actual day so now. Now then drafter. Now then present in a parliament. So at the end of the day, now we bring another platform there. So from where the two ministers then they left that ministry. You said, no, the recent one. Not to boss, tell the sack minister, for what the sack minister, and for persons with disability, because they're not able to manage their situation well. So I come to the Huawei Sege, we first share the manifesto with Sludi. Sludi, I believe, say, when I get a copy of the PMDC manifesto, but the modified one will make us available through a press conference we'll get from Vela. Then we'll get a share of that copy there to Sludi. Then PMDC is a talk. Not just a talk business there. Then a serious issue. Saloon problem. Now problem with everybody if we're able to understand waiting as saloon issue. Especially with them people they have all the talk about. Because them people that don't become burden. So the PMDC is ready for make persons with disability able for take then your responsibility, then your burden by capacitating them. You got some blind people, you go to a blind school, then we tell you that they don't get the brain for make them able facilitate the literacy program. But the PMDC get all the thing and they in place. As we they prepare the health sector, we they prepare for the educational sector.
So when would they see a completion of all the manifesto they have? So because as it is now, campaign they start this Sunday and up till now we see some of the political party they even una waiting at the studio they tell we say una manifesto they not ready.
I think we're not alone in this kind of a situation. Mostly political parties then can wait. Now that's not the norm, not the practice. You wait at the start of official campaign for launch manifesto. So for we now the NGC, I think say we're going to try to get the timing right. Make sure say we launch a manifesto at the right and appropriate time. But quite apart from that, you already don't get a sense as to which your manifesto get for look like anyway. As to which are the issues, then which are the problems, then which are the challenges in this country. Who saw friend yourself, which in the statistics then the show, which in the data then the suggest in this country, and which in could be your party in direction if you get the opportunity for. So we already get on them points then they go 10-point plan. We would only talk about severally, over the past 2-3 months, right, to people, so that people can go understand exactly which are the things that you could see in the form of a manifesto, not just, a comprehensive package on health, on education, on young people, on gender issues, on the economy, on the regeneration of the country, growth, and all that kind of batting in the. Hopefully, Dandy, they come out soon.
So, not forget the NGC official. By Monday, we're going to launch a manifesto because Monday, we're
there. Well, we get we there on Monday.
Yeah.
We suppose for day out and about. So it can't be on Monday because you can't do two things at the same time. But which he also mean that anytime after Monday you can see the official launch of we manifesto.
Okay. Bye. How soon will I go to launch now?
Well, we are already prepared, as my brother they say, now part of the campaign. So we already don't prepare. So as we as they don't blow the whistle for the campaign, then with the launch we manifesto, and we get for share that one day we invite you now for more of a witness the launching.
Okay. Now we get the Democracy Facebook page. This text message for the NGC representative, the person we said I'm in name, Sir Abu Bakari, they say the idea of positive discrimination to me is the meaning in the eyes of the disabled citizen. When you attribute the word positive discrimination to the disabled, it always remind our citizens as being under privilege because of their natural inability to function well. What we should campaign for is equality for all disabled citizens. They should be treated as any normal person who can even become president. We are all mortals and must be treated with equality in all areas of life and community participation.
I think so in a way within that gentleman they talk about and which he missing, I know any different. He probably misunderstand me, and so he decide for say which I say in a different way. When I say positive discrimination, it means, for example, if me Imran Sila get the opportunity for employ 5 people, that's already discrimination against people with disabilities in a discontinuity. That is whether you like it or not, it's a fact, right? So if me get the opportunity for employ 5 people, I see somebody come through disability, we get the same qualification and meet the same criteria as every other person who did before me, I would take that decision and employ the person with disability. It means I want that person therefore be treated equally. Right, consistent within this young man, they say. And I don't think if you use the word positive discrimination in a positive way for create equal opportunities, for bring people with disabilities at the same level as people that were able, right, and we're not disabled, I don't think it's anything bad. Okay. It shows you are taking a positive step for address some of the biases and stereotypes that we the society get with regards to disability issues, and we not the NGC committed to that one day.
Okay. With the roundup now, we know a better term again. Bye. In case PMDC can have power after the March 2018 election, waiting the internal manifesto, how una intend for implementing together with the commission and also slowly with other people where they do things around persons with disability?
Well, for address the issue of them people and then the national budget first, now do they begin for address them. Because all the way through the talks they entail money. And you can forget the legal support for making able to address the issues then. So the parliament will get forget. We as a government will go able to put preference to persons with disability based on the national budget. We'll get for make sure say, then get the actual quota. And before they prepare the budget, we will make sure say, we don't get an estimate, a short-term plan, long-term and medium-term. So now based on that, they will implement the budget. Then we get for educate the public about how for live with them people there. If I not say this will country, people not get sympathy towards them people and they. If you meet any struggle for vehicle transportation, then we prefer for take the able person and left the disabled, the strand. Me na Honda me they ride most of the time. And where they go from which are the commodity to Obgon, I need to give lift to nobody, but they look for them kind of people and they. Most of the time, if you see me on the ride on, I get somebody on my back, not somebody with disability issue.
Okay, Imran, short one as we round up.
Well, I think so. I mean, in line with within Barry,
yes,
just say, I think the general attitude get for change in this country, and we get for just be a bit more passionate and show a lot more more understanding and empathy for people with disability. And so there has to be a cultural change as well. If you see somebody with disability, I mean, you do wait for taxi, which is wrong for allow that person to let go inside. I mean, the taxi and say, okay, well, you go first, me go wait. It's the same like way Mickey always do that. And if I see, I mean, a woman who pregnant with a waiting line for transport, I'll let them go first. Because, you know, it's just decent. It's not just good practice. It's just, it feels right for me. Right, but how many people they think that way there? Okay. And so, but in essence, means that sometimes plenty of people know they think that way there, but just subconsciously, people just not bother, right? In every human being, it's just in it to be human and be kind. I think, say, if we're able to revive Dandy, right, and we safe in this country, we go also make people with disability begin to get the right kind of vibes, you know, from people, and we're able and then continue to fulfill a lot more parts of society and feel an integral part than they actually look like right now. So, I mean, on that note, I think 98.1, we don't do a very good job. These are some of the issues that we need for the talk board and how we will address generally, I mean, the lives of people that make them better and much more improved going forward.
Okay. Well, now, so the program, We On Challenge, go left for today, Friday, February 2nd, 2018. And the topic will be discussed now, waiting political party manifesto them get for people where they live with disability. And at the studio, I be get with me, Mahmoud Barry from when I the National Youth Leader for the People's Movement for Democratic Change, PMDC, Imran Sila, National Publicity Secretary, National Grand Coalition, and Seweso will be get the voice of the leader and presidential candidate for the Republic National Independence Party, RENIP, Beresford Victor Williams, where they all don't talk on waiting, then get now the manifesto them for people where they live with disability. Now, yes, I go end the program, and I see plenty thanks to Parkinson, Otis Thomas, where don't give me technical support. Moses Kavura, now in the make you get me live, now we Radio Democracy Facebook page, and now the American people support Radio Democracy for bring this program come to you. Me producer now, Michael Sambola and Alex Lawrence Kouma, me na Fatima Sise, we present the program, and I say tata and continue for stay blessed.